A very good afternoon to all. On already? Okay. A very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So this year we are very fortunate because we managed to finish the Heart Sutta early ahead of time. Then all our sharing also more or less completed. Yeah? But there is one more book that I want to share with you. The beginning, so that the rest you all can read yourself. There are still a copy more on the table. So this book is very important. Importance of having mindfulness and heedfulness to cope with life's problem and suffering. A matter of stress release via meditation. So it's based on a direct transcript from my recorded Sunday Dhamma talk delivered at SJBA, Subang Jaya Buddhist Association, dated 23rd June 2013. So just now I have given you the preface. Now I will go into the. So there was a synopsis and notice of talk by SJBA. So they asked me to write something. That's why I wrote them. So they put this in their notice to their members. So they introduced me. They said, Brother Teo is giving a Dhamma talk at SJBA, Subang Jaya Buddhist Association, this Sunday, 23rd June 2013, 11 years ago, at 10 a.m. on the topic importance of mindfulness and heedfulness to cope with life's problem and suffering. As this topic is very relevant to life, it is hoped that you all can find the time to attend this rather important talk. Then the synopsis that I provided them is, as a human suffering are very real, and many people are afflicted by it. Even our youngsters are not exempted from it. Some of them can be very traumatic and suicidal, with suicidal tendency. Grief, sorrow, lamentation, fear, worry, and anxiety leading to severe depression and sadness, etc., are very common nowadays. Some consult doctors, psychiatrists, mediums, feng shui master. Some seek God, religion, and friend for help. But are they really effective? What do you think? What do you think? It helps, so, but don't root out the problem. So. That's why I say maybe some are, but most of them are only temporary solution, which may not be effective at all. Instead, can meditation together with understanding and medication, means from the medical side, helps. So you have Dhamma and you have the what they call whether Western medication or TCM or what, those that can really help. You combine the two, maybe it helps, understand not? Then the notice say if you are interested in such topic, then do come for the talk. You can also bring your friend if you like. So hope to see you all on Sunday. Then on that day, I think Brother Chim, which is Eng Bee's husband, he was the president, and he gave a very good introduction. He said, introduction by Brother Chim, the president of SJBA. Today's Dhamma talk by Brother Teo on the topic importance of mindfulness and heedfulness to cope with life's problem and suffering. A method of stress release via meditation. This Dhamma talk is in line with SJBA's mission statement to build a friendly and caring Dhamma center filled with love, compassion, and wisdom, where there are lots of members and devotees with smiling faces, warm greeting, and friendly demeanor. To lend their listening ears, loving care and kindness. So without problem and stress, all these are achievable. So this was the introduction, which was very good. Eh? Yeah, I remember at that time, about 11 or 12 years ago, Rajiv came to know me after I delivered the first talk there, which resulted in Ing Bi and Mi Fong came and request me to teach meditation and come out to help whoever is Subangjaya who wants to learn the Buddhist teaching. So that was what happened. Then Brother Jim accidentally, actually, I saw the mission statement in SJBA, where I used to visit SJBA after that. Then I saw the mission statement. I said, well, very noble, your mission statement. See, yeah, lah, brother, but how to make the member develop those understanding? Then he saw I can help. So I delivered almost 1 year series of talk, now, but not every day, lah. I think once a month or what, I forgot, or sometimes 2 months once. They will put me on the schedule for the whole year, and I will become the speaker on that Sunday. So over the years, I spoke quite a lot, but not transcribed, only this book, because of special requests and condition. So when I deliver all those talks, is to allow SGBA to develop the mission statement so that it can be a living reality. And those talks were very good. But I don't know whether still in the... Is it in the website? My SGBA talk. Oh, in the website. Oh, then you can go and Google. So here, Brother Jim introduced me. Yeah? He called me Brother Keng Kun, yeah? Because he's more close. He don't call me just Brother Teo. Graduated from University of Malaya in Civil Engineering in February 1979. He has been a spiritual practitioner and meditator since 1971. Since his retirement from his engineering career in the year 2001, he has been sharing his understanding and experiences of the Dhamma with serious and keen spiritual and Dhamma practitioners and others who are keen in their search for true peace, happiness, joy, and liberation from birth and death, and all mental suffering. In our present-day society, true peace and happiness is difficult to come by. So it is Brother Teo's sincere wish that this Dhamma, as taught by the Buddha, can be a great source of very useful information to help mankind understand life, thereby liberating their mind from all mental suffering and affliction. Then the Dhamma talk proper by me. So I started off by saying, thank you so much, Brother Jim, for the kind introduction. A very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today's topic, as you all have heard, is on mindfulness and heedfulness, or importance of heedfulness and mindfulness to cope with life's problem and suffering. I think this topic is very important. And that's the reason why I chose this topic at the beginning of the year when SJBA wrote to me for my Dhamma talk schedule for this year. They scheduled me for the whole year. Like what I have explained in the talk, in the synopsis, that part was written by me. Human suffering are very real, then the rest, Most of us has gone through life. We have experienced a lot of ups and downs in life, but not everybody is that fortunate and blessed. If you have not taken care of your life properly, if you don't have the good karma to support you, then as you go through life, there are lots of situations or life reality that can afflict you and make you miserable. This is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. This is what the essence of the Buddha's teaching is all about. And then after that, I describe the essence of Buddha's teaching, which is the Four Noble Truths, the Eight Realities, all those things. then how people develop depression and how you can overcome them and help them come out of it. So this one is very good. The rest, I think, you can go back and read. What I want you to understand is the Q&A. After my talk, Brother Jim said, "Thank you so much, Brother Teo, for your kind, for your very interesting and enlightening talk this morning. I think it has touched on the life of most people. We, our family, our friends and relatives have also encountered countless life problems that have caused so much pain, lamentation, grief and despair and anxiety and worry and so on and so forth. And Brett, you have explained to us how to overcome all of this through understanding the secret of life, the Four Noble Truths. Any question you would like to pose to Brother Teo?" Then the first question is very interesting from the floor. This is the psychiatrist. He's a doctor. He said, "Firstly, thank you very much, Brother Teo, for sharing your knowledge. In fact, this is one of the best Dharma talk I have attended," he said. "My question is this. Buddha has definitely described a lot about suffering. Did he ever describe about depression?" Oh, because he's a psychiatrist during his time. "Or any experience he had been dealing with it or he has seen during his time. Thank you." By the way, you have the book, it's on page 35. Yeah? Then I replied. I say, "Thank you so much for the question. It's a very good question. I have to be frank with you. I was not around when the Buddha was around. I cannot answer that question, but roughly based on my nature's understanding and my cultivation, I can share this with you. During the Buddha's time, life was simpler. Society was not so evolved, so sophisticated. And during that time, renunciation is actually an honor to the family. Going forth by one of your family members becoming a monk is considered a very honorable thing. But nowadays, parents are different. They are more materialistic. Once they hear their son wanting to renounce and become monk, the reaction is, 'Ayo, study for so many years to become a graduate professional and then wasted their life to become a monk.'" The other taboo is what? Cannot become a soldier. Huh? You heard of it, Chinese, very pantang. Oh, how nan bu tang ping. Oh, very good. Thanks, Kojai. They cannot understand its importance. Then during the time of the Buddha, there were not so many sophisticated economic activity. True or not? Life was very simple, isn't it? We haven't progressed until banking, commerce, everything, isn't it? All the career were very simple, isn't it? Life was not so stressful, but simpler. So very likely, I said, they have no chance to have depression. True or not? Because not recorded in the sutta. I haven't come across any sutta that talk about devotee with depression and go and see the Buddha. Do you know why? Well, it is Maslow's need theory or hierarchy, which is very simple. What are the first two basic needs that human beings look for? Huh? Maslow hierarchy? Food and shelter. These two. So that time, these two is most important. Understand? They got no time to get depression. Understand? The stomach and the roof over their head is more important. When there is not enough food on the table and shelter over the head, what is the first thing that you look for in life? You want to fulfill these two needs. That's why you need to work, work, and work, and look for this food and shelter, because they don't have such thing as health issue, etc. The reason being, they cannot afford to fall sick. True or not? My mother got no time to fall sick, you know, when he took after us. Really. He non-stop working, looking after us, provide for our family need and well-being. Of course, my father earned the money, lah, but all the household things, she one leg kick, take over. And that time we have 9 of us, or 10 of us, actually. I remember when I was young, during the 60s, means 1960s, when I was very young, not to say during the Buddha's time, during the 60s and the 50s, when I was very young, even in the early 70s, before I went to the university, I saw in my village people getting sick. They don't really know what this sickness was because they have no idea what cancer was, what TB was. They thought it was normal. If they would, they could just go on with their life. They would go on even when sick until in the deathbed. They still refuse to go to the hospital. They prefer to go and see the medium, the Chinese sensei. That was the tradition at that time. And most of the suffering at that time was much less. Not so complicated as our society now. However, for society now, the stress and sensuality level are so high. That's why the internet has made a big difference to what society is nowadays. During the olden days, everything was very slow, and you need to walk very far. So people were mainly towards agriculture, skill sets, cultivating spiritual understanding and doing small retail business. I believe there may be some monks who have problem because as monks, sometimes it is not easy. You feel very lonely at times. You meditate until you don't know what's going on. Can be very confused because the sankhara are like that when one is lacking in wisdom. Then there is also politics within the Sangha community. You can read the sutta, then you will know. They align themselves to different disciples of the Buddha. That's why you can see the Sikhism that Devadatta created. Remember Devadatta, the cousin brother of the Buddha? He wanted the Buddha to implement strict vegetarian into the monk's rule. He knew the Buddha won't agree because the Buddha has his reason for it. He tried to impress the other followers. See, the Buddha is not serious, he said. He didn't even want to implement vegetarian. To Devadatta, implementing vegetarian means he is more compassionate. But this is just outwardly. It's not at the heart level. It's outwardly telling people, I am vegetarian. I implement this rule. So he managed to pull one group out of it. That's how Sikhism happened at that time, due to difference of opinion. Then later, they even had this issue before the Buddha passed away, means his parinibbana. Some were aligned to Mahakasapa, some were aligned to Ananda and Sariputta. I think this type of politics, even in the office, you can witness a lot, aligning to whatever factions. There are a lot of rather weird human behavior, a common phenomenon of humanity, because when there is still delusion, the attachment, the clinging, the craving will be there. So this question about did the Buddha talk about depression during his time? I really can't answer you. Yeah, I didn't see it mentioned anywhere in the sutta. But based on what I understand, there are less cases at that time, even if have. It's more towards the community of monks rather than the lay people. The lay people, their life was simpler. But for those who renounce and become monk, they are more philosophical. Think deep into life. Should be think, shouldn't be thought. They thought deep into life. Okay, can also. So when you think too much, psychologically, the mental problem can arise. Your wisdom is not to be found at the thought level. So this is how I understand and see it. I just share what I understand, and I have to be very frank. Whatever I don't know, I tell you, I don't know. Well, during the Buddha's time, I was not around, and I don't read so much of the sutta. So this is how I will understand it. Okay? Thank you, and I hope I have answered your question. Thank you, and sadhu. Anyway, any more questions? Then there is a question by Brother Jim. Just one question, Brother Teo. My daughter, first year psychology and business student. She is doing her internship now at the psychology center in KL. Yesterday, she came back and she shared with me that a couple came to the center and looked for psychologists. Her boss posing a very funny question, posted a very funny question by the wife. The wife said she was very depressed because she just cannot stand her husband staring at other ladies. Got such problem or not? There is jealousy there. So I just laugh off what she said, because over such a small thing also can become depressed. See? Husband looking at other girls also can get depression, or you better be careful. Yeah. But now after listening to your talk this morning, it can be quite real. What is the remedy you would like to prescribe? I didn't ask my daughter what the psychiatrist advised. I would like your advice so that I can go back and tell my daughter. So I answer lah. I become the psychologist lah, or psychiatrist. I say thank you so much for the very good question. Sometimes you shouldn't think it's simple or trivial question, because for them to take the step of going to a psychiatric department to see a psychiatrist is already telling you what? Huh? Got problem already there, correct or not? It means their case is serious. Otherwise, they won't go there. Don't you think they will feel shameful if people come to know? Hey, I have to see a psychiatrist. Means you got mental problem. The mental problem that is being posed by the wife appears so simple. I can't stand my husband staring at girls or ladies. Luckily, she didn't say beautiful girls. What is the first thought that come to your mind? Maybe like what Brother Jim said. It's very true. For most of us who don't have this problem, we may say, "Ayo, she's so too possessive and too sensitive. Why must she worry about her husband looking at girls, as long as he didn't intend to take them back?" I mean, tapao back, huh? Then it should be fine, right? I have this joke. One Westerner, he's a planner, a very famous planner from Australia, a very successful guy. He married a Thai lady, stayed in one of the condo in KL during the 80s. During my career, I met this planner, and we were doing a very big project for Sieramas, or Tan and Tan Group, Ipoh guys. So they hired this guy from Australia. He was our client's planner, means Tan and Tan Group. I'm the CNS engineering consultant. So we all became close friends. One day, he told us this joke. Since we came from Europe, so we thought he was a bachelor. Since he came from Europe, so we thought he was a bachelor while in KL. But he said, "No, no, I'm married," he said. "My wife is staying in the condo in KL, and she's a Thai." Then we said, "It means you have to go back early?" He replied, "Oh, no need to worry about that." Then we asked him why. Then he told us this beautiful story. He said, "My wife is very good and very understanding. She told me, 'I understand you very well. Your job, your career demands you to entertain and have late nights with clients. Yeah? Can you understand what the wife tells you? Yeah? Very kind or not? Very generous or not? Then he said, you can. The wife said, you can go and eat whatever you like to eat, but please don't tapao back. Understand? Huh? So the wife very understanding. That is the only rule she insisted on. When he said that, almost everyone was very envious of him. Wow, a very good and understanding wife indeed. But the truth is, the wife understands the reality. You get jealous for what? True or not? Is it an evil root? Jealousy is an evil root, isn't it? That's why the wife, I think, got dhamma on. Then she continued. But the truth is, the wife understands the reality. You get jealous for what? That's why such problem of jealousy needs to be fixed through understanding. What I normally advise people is, the Dhamma understanding is very important. It's actually non-self. But you cannot see. That's why when you approach a problem or a situation, you must always look at it with sincerity and with understanding. Understanding means without the selfishness involved. That's why it's non-self. When you are not selfish, you don't have the egoic mind because you are sincere and you have love. Then you will know how to resolve issue and problem amicably with love so that it doesn't hurt anybody. So that it benefit everybody. How can we approach life this way? When we apply Noble Eightfold Path, then all problems can be resolved. Noble Eightfold Path means right view leading to right thought. Having right view to accept your husband for what he is, his life, let him live. But it doesn't mean you don't care and you let him do what he wants. Acceptance means we don't react via wrong view or emotional negativity or envy and jealousy. Then we reflect and contemplate via asking, what are my options and how can I resolve this amicably? Then we can act appropriately. When we have the right view to accept, not to react, it means you have no more anger, which is an evil root. When you don't react anymore, your fear, anxiety, worry will not arise, will be no more. Then your thought will not be compulsive, obsessive, and intrusive. Because of fear, it triggers up this compulsive, obsessive, and intrusive thought. And this is how it lead to depression. So the fear of your husband having an affair or marrying someone, and he may leave you, and you cannot survive on your own. That fear is very valid and very strong emotion for ladies, especially true for those who are married and don't have confidence in themselves. And this fear is a thought projection, which is not a reality. Nothing has happened yet. Even if it should happen, so what? We have to understand there is this law of karma to take care of all this. We have to have this right view with regards to the law of karma. The Buddha said we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So whatever happened, the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. Even if you should be afflicted and your husband make you miserable, it's because of what? Karma, right? In the past, you could have been the man. And you did this to other girls. Make her miserable. When you do that, you never question yourself then. But when your husband did that to you, you become so angry, so jealous, and full of misery. You hate him so much, and you complain while you're saying, how can he do that to me? These are real people who are afflicted with depression. And they talk to me via saying, how can this, that's why I told you the word bastard came out, huh? Do this to me. Last time it's honey, darling, etc. But now it become a bastard. One of them said, I sacrificed so many years of my life, my youth, my puberty, getting married to him, giving birth to two beautiful kids for him. And he did that to me. You see, the anger, the hatred, the unhappiness, evil root arising. They are root of all evil. That's how you suffer and become miserable. So I ask you one very simple question. Your life, if you continue to do things this way and react this way, what will happen to you? Are you happy? You will be afflicted and become very miserable and not happy, isn't it? You cannot eat and cannot sleep because of this depressive and suicidal thought until you got to see psychiatrists. Your husband also not happy, and your children and parents are also affected because they don't have the noble eightfold path understanding to resolve all this amicably with wisdom. You don't know how to bring about good relationship. The husband will drift away further and further. Cause they will compare. The one outside is so nice, much younger, prettier, so friendly, and so understanding. This one come home only nag, nag, and nag. Anger, anger, anger. And this is what is happening to most family. This hatred, jealousy, and anger are evil roots that make them very angry, very jealous, thereby conditioning their wrong speech and wrong action. Sometimes they even go to the husband's office to create a scene. This one I have seen before. If you do that, chances are it is the end of your relationship. True or not? Go to office or march in and create a big scene. Why do you want to do all this? Why can't you resolve it amicably? I have helped many really depressed people who have much problem. Oh, sorry, who have such problem. Finally, not only the husband came back to them, they also managed to gain back their good life. I always said, when you have the noble eightfold path, you will become so beautiful and so virtuous. Finally, who do you think is the one who will lose out? Your husband is the one who loses out because he doesn't know how to choose such a beautiful words. Inwardly virtuous and understanding wife. Like I said just now, no need to pay her like hiring a maid. Yet she do everything for you. True or not? It's like a lifetime, no need to pay salary. Huh? Don't use the word servant. True or not? After married to you, all the household, she willingly undertake herself. And you don't appreciate that herself. So you don't know the benefits of having a good and virtuous wife. When you have a good, virtuous, and understanding wife, who is happy? I can tell you, your life will be really happy. You are so blessed. Where to find such a good and understanding life? No need to hire maid, yet do everything for you with so much joy and happiness. You only need to say nice words and take her out for dinner and holiday once a while. And be faithful, of course. So life is very simple, isn't it? But not all men are so understanding, eh? So much wisdom behind. So whatever happened, always remember, don't react, don't condemn, be at peace with the situation. Then with a mind that is at peace, to accept what happened or what is. There is clarity, isn't it? Because you are not angry. You are not emotional. There is no fear and you are not agitated. There is no more restlessness in your mind. With that clarity, you can sit down and contemplate. What are my options? What can I do? What went wrong? How can I resolve all this amicably via Noble Eightfold Path so that I can move on with my life? When you reflect and contemplate, then you realize, maybe I didn't give him enough attention. I have taken things for granted. When he comes back, I just let go of my emotion and unhappy feeling and thought. That's how my husband finds me no more interesting. Not like the early days when you are dating and courting. He will tell you to take your time. Don't worry, I can wait. But the moment they are married, the husband starts to show their true color. They are saying, why take so long? What are you doing? No more patience. But this is the reality. Like Alexander Pope's famous verse. Do you know what he said? His famous verse is, reality begins after the first days of marriage. You all heard of this saying? You all haven't read this Alexander Pope's book? This is during my time, very famous. Before marriage, it is pretense. A lot of actual character. Before that, I must also share this with you. Yeah? Because of Alexander Pope, I also remember a Dhamma joke to tell you. When you get married, you exchange vows and ring, isn't it? Do you know that ring is suffering? That is the ring of dukkha. And you're so happy, you know, because diamond on top there. You know? Understand? You know? Wow. You think my husband really loves me. Jia mi liao. But that ring, if you are not careful, is a ring of suffering. Especially if your karmic is siu kiam che one. You owe the karmic debt. So Alexander Pope's statement is not wrong. Very true. Reality begins after the first day of marriage. True or not? Because every day meet no. Basian man. Then you take for granted no. What they do and how they contribute to your family unit or they take for granted. No? Then come back, complain on it. You know how they complain? He said, how come food so cold? How come today you don't cook? You complain some more. They boycott. And in the, what they call, corporate world, they call what? Picket. You know why picket? They boycott you. Then there was a real case. No? I was in the early year in JKR working. There is a Malay engineer, my year one, he joined. You know, he got one children, one daughter. And because he complained a lot, no, that every time tell the wife, aiya, kid, you jagala. The wife also a career one, no. The husband civil engineer, the wife is a QS, no, also very senior position. Until the wife cannot tahan. You know what happened? Suddenly one day, he went back to the mother house. Means this my office, my colleague's mother-in-law went home, leave a note on the table. You banyak pandai, you jaga. He throw the kid. He got to call the office and through me tell his boss that he cannot attend work for the next 2 to 3 days. He got to take care of the small fellow. Oh, that time only, he learned. No? He said, you actually not easy, what my wife go through. Change pampers also, I don't know. No? And the small fellow keep on crying, I don't know what to do. No? So you know what he did? call his own mother. Come, 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 SOS. Then after that, he tell me another secret. He said after he resolved that already, he understand and apologize, then become okay again. Then later on, as the kid grew up, 8, 9 months, know how to walk and all that, very cute. You know what happened? The wife, no longer like last time. Every time, like, harass him. Want him to come back for dinner together. Want him to be at home most of the time. I was like, well, got the kid to be company already. So he said, Dio, 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 next time you get married, have kid fast. Then your bachelor life not affected, he said. You go and find out whether got truth or not. So I read on. Before marriage is all pretense. A lot of actual character are hidden, concealed with all the sweet talk. Honey, I love you. Honey, you, how are you? Where do we go for honeymoon? But when you start to move into life after marriage, if you don't understand what relationship is and what it means to commit yourself to a relationship like a marriage contract, then your relationship will suffer. You understand? A commitment that can bring about happiness and joy. This book is still new. I can't even turn the page. Okay. A commitment that can bring about happiness and joy to the marriage relationship demands a lot of sincerity and understanding. When you are sincere to commit to this relationship, you look forward to a good life, a good relationship, which means you start to trust each other. Sincerity will bring about trust. When you trust, you don't have to become jealous. You don't, I think it should be quarreling. Oh, sorry. You don't query them why you come back late. Understand? Then if both of you keep to that sincerity and trust, the marriage is beautiful. Then give and take. Love each other sincerely, truly. Then be appreciative of each other's contribution. This is a virtue, isn't it? Be appreciative. Have contentment, joy. Then say some good words. These are all noble effort factor, isn't it? Right speech, isn't it? Instead of you have a tough day at the office, you have problem, come back, you let go onto your family, and that's your wife and all. That's how family break off. That's how it lead to misunderstanding, quarrel, envy, jealousy, and divorce. And a lot enter depression. So when you are appreciative of each other's contribution, then you value your spouse's contribution. And you will know that it is not easy for them too. And the best is to have the sincerity and trust so that you trust each other. But when you trust through sincerity, you cannot breach that trust. The moment you breach that trust, it's gone. So this is a very important understand. So don't talk about negative things. With noble effort power, everything will become beautiful. Don't go and project your thought leading to fear. Don't go and do all the stupid things that will arise, the evil root. That's why my advice to you is, whenever you are not happy and peaceful, the evil roots are there. The mental hindrance are there. You are no longer peaceful. You are no longer happy. You are no longer have clarity of mind, meaning you don't have noble eightfold path. Then you cannot resolve your life problem. So Noble Eightfold Path is a very powerful meditation. If you can truly cultivate this, it will lead to a blessing to you. Oh, sorry, it will be a blessing to you. It will bring about countless benefits and limitless merits. Cultivating noble effort path means cultivating the advice of the Buddha. And what are the advice of the Buddha? Avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. The embodiment of noble effort path has no evil and no delusion. From right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. So no evil because everything is right. It's all about cultivating wholesomeness and goodness. Right speech, right thought, right action, and right livelihood are also very meritorious. That's how you can avoid all evil. Then right mindfulness leading to heedfulness and the meditative wisdom is purification of mind. That's why Noble Eightfold Path are the advice of all Buddhas and the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So whatever you do in the name of meditation, if it doesn't bring you back to the Noble Eightfold Path, then it is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. There are other types of meditation. So do not make the mistake of being gullible. That is, if you go to retreat, you meditate, and you have fantastic meditation, thinking that is equivalent to good progress, wisdom, and enlightenment. Then you need to check. If you still don't have the Noble Eightfold Path quality in you, you are nowhere near what the Buddha is saying. You can interpret that fantastic experience as, wow, I had insight into the characteristics of nature. Anicchang, Dukkhang, and Anatta. I have what jnana, what insight. You can go and find out for yourself. After that, when it comes, when you come out to life, do you have the Noble Eightfold Path factors or qualities? If you don't have, it means you still don't understand life. You still can have suffering. That's why a lot of these yogi, after many years of attending my class, told me, yeah, but you are right. I was peaceful at the retreat, very happy, very calm. Then when I come out, I can maintain it for some time, sometimes a week, sometimes 2 weeks, a maximum 3 weeks. After that, I realize I have not really changed. Because the same old character are still there. I still get angry. I still have fear. I still have problems that can make me unhappy and miserable. I still have relationship problems and conflict in life. I say, do you know why? Because you don't have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path factor. You don't have right speech, right action, right thought, and right livelihood. You don't have right view with regards to the nature's law that governs life and existence. Especially the law of karma. If you want to improve your life, you have to change. We are taking care of your karma to avoid all evil, to good. To avoid all evil, you have to keep your precept. We are those who break their precept are evil people with evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So you can explain this to your daughter. This is how you can actually take care of the problem. See that it's just a thought, projected fear. It's not a reality. Your life, why do you want to allow it to be this way? I always say, you have two choices when you confront the realities of life and existence, like health problem, death of a loved one, financial problem, and whatever. One choice is to react and become miserable, project your fear, worry, anxiety. Second choice is to have the right view to accept the reality of what has happened. Then don't react. Be at peace. Hence, no more fear, no more worry, no more anxiety. Then with that clarity of mind, ask yourself, what are your options and how you can resolve this problem or so-called issue amicably so that everybody is happy? Later on, if I have the time, I will tell you one incident which I helped resolve so beautifully. That lady was in depression over the daughter's adoption and custodian problem. It was like She is a maternity mother. And maybe I just finish off with it. She is the maternity mother. When she gave birth to her third child, she was so stressed out because she had no maid to help her. She told her husband she needed a maid. The husband said, We are trying to find, but not easy to find. So instead, they have a neighbor's friend who is very wealthy, but no children. Then they said, why not you let us take care of your new daughter? The husband was very keen, told the wife. The wife was also very happy. Passed her daughter over. Weekend, come back to them so that weekday they can go to work. She told me the first few years she was so happy. Then later, what happened was the wife came to know after a few years of affection for the daughter. This rich couple actually loved her daughter so much and wanted to adopt her legally. That's how the mind become very funny. So the husband wants the wife to give up her right to her daughter and allow the couple to adopt her. From that moment onward, the wife panicked and reacted. Then the husband got angry and the mother-in-law also got angry. Because to them, why do you do that? This couple, they are without child. And they really love your daughter. Besides, they have a lot of money and they are wealthy. Which means later on, the daughter will get to inherit all of that. So to the husband and mother-in-law, it's a good thing. But to the mother, my child, is it? How can you just force me to give it up? So she became so depressed and her relationship became so strained until he became suicidal. Then one of her friends was a cultivator come meditator under my guidance for many years, Miss Akayan Mitta. She told her, you would better go and see Brother Theo. Then when she came to me, I just explained to her her condition and asked her, it is very simple. You don't have to react and become so miserable or afflicted. Don't do this. By doing this, are you happy? Your daughter is caught in this. Your husband also not happy. Your mother-in-law also not happy. The couple also unhappy. So nothing get resolved. Because there are these evil roots of anger, fear, attachment, and real phobia. So I told her, why not you just accept this reality? I don't say you agree with them or say they are right. You just accept this reality or fact of life first, then you go. Then you sit back to reflect and contemplate. What are my options? How best can I resolve all this problem amicably? So you should think of your daughter, isn't it? What is best for her? And what I meant is, that's what I meant by a non-ego or selfless thought. It's not about you anymore. If you are so egoic, then your thought will deceive you. We are saying this to you. I'm the mother. How can they do that to me? This wrong thought is going to make you miserable. You are attached to these words, mother. And you then want things your way, which is not nature's way. They are what they are. You have to accept them for what they are. And the reality is like that. So how can I resolve it amicably? When I explained all this to her, she became happy again. Do you know what I told her? I said, you think of what is best for your daughter, her future, etc. And how can you resolve this amicably? so that everybody is happy again. You can talk to your husband and tell him, "Now I understand. I don't want to get angry anymore. I respect you for what you are. I understand your sincere intention, and we want to give what is best for our daughter." Okay, we sit down and plan all this out so that we can resolve it amicably. It means you only need to ensure that you are still the maternity mother. After you have consented to give the couple a legal adoption, but you should also ask for your right to see your daughter and the right for your daughter to see you. That as long as your daughter decides to stay with them, and this is what she wants and what she really loves, then we have to tell yourself, your life you decide. But if it's your daughter's life, you better don't decide. You better let her decide. She may make a mistake and later on decide to come back to you. So you put in the agreement or contract this clause. At any time if she decides to come back to you, she has every right to sever that legal document and come back to you. You leave that right to your daughter. Then you will be very happy because she has been assured a very good future. The couple promised her a good education, a good life, and a good future. So I said to her, if you resolve it this way, you will be a happy mom. Your husband will love you more because you don't react and create a scene anymore. Your mother-in-law will also say, my daughter-in-law is not bad. Now she understands. Then you are still the maternity mother. You can still see her anytime you like. Then you wish for her well-being, her future, and everything else. You can talk to your daughter. As a mom, I have a duty to take care of you. But now the situation is like that. Are you happy if they were to adopt you? You should talk to her, although she is still young. But at least she understands her mother's love. Oh, sorry. He understands her mother loves her and protect her. We are resolving all this with wisdom and understanding so that there is no more anger, no more hatred, and no more misunderstanding. Then when she listens to all this, she will be happy and love you more because you really care for her as a mother. It can be resolved just through an understanding. No need to be angry. No need to be fearful. Fear, anger, and emotion are negative mind state or emotion that will make you miserable. They are evil roots. Roots of all evil that make you evil. You must have noble evil power, right view to accept the reality, then with right thought, right speech, right action, to talk to people nicely, to resolve issue amicably, so that everyone is happy, okay? I would better end, otherwise it's too late. Okay, shall we end? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then Brother Jim said, thank you, Brother Teo. I think many of us would like to listen to more. But anyway, it's already 11:45, almost 2 hours already. And we better stop here. Today, we come here to pay respect or homage to the Buddha, to listen to the Dhamma, and to gain some good merits as well. I would like to invite Brother Teo to lead in the making of aspiration and sharing of merits with all sentient beings. Oh, okay. The rest not important. That is a closing word. But actually, I cut short the story. The story didn't really end that way. I told my daughter before. But the story actually is too long. You know, initially when the husband tell her want to let the rich couple adopt, she panicked. She cannot agree to that because, you know, mother love their own child. Then what happened was, I asked her, I said, when you agree initially, the first few years, it helped you so much here. No need made. They do everything for you, and they love your daughter so much. Yeah, I say, brother, you good life that time. Then I say, why do you want to fight with your husband and argue and panic over what happened until the mother-in-law, they all don't like her now. Then she been a real estate agent, no fixing come on now. And if she decide to like challenge the thing in the court, actually they went to the court now. It become a court case and very miserable. She was at the point of suicidal. Why? Because she got no fixed income. Then the lawyer actually briefed her. You have to prove that you have that means to adopt your daughter. Then as a mother, you high chance of winning the case. Otherwise, you will lose the case. So she has a lot of fear because she cannot prove that. Then what happened was when she came to me first time, she cannot listen, no. Before I can even explain to him, that fear of losing that child is so strong. So I said, try to understand and resolve it amicably. She cannot listen. She ignored and she went for the court case. You know what happened? Lost so badly. Yeah. Someone got to pay the legal fee and don't have income and all this thing. Until he was at the point of suicidal thought. She even drove her car to Klang River, no. Parked the car, walked up to the bank, river bank there, want to jump in right there. Yeah. With that type of suicidal thought. Then according to her, well, later on she explained to me, Sibratio, luckily my mother's thought came back to me. Oh, he said, I still have a mother to take care, no. I cannot just jump like that. That one actually make her become aware again. Means the karmic consciousness suddenly break. No? Otherwise, you will jump. She will jump. Understand? Then what happened when she came back? She panicked. No? She called that good friend, no? The Dharma friend. Then that Dharma friend called me. I said, bring her. La. This time, I think she will listen already. I told my Dharma friend. This time, she really listened. I say, I already warn you, don't go for all this. Because these are not noble evil power. Cannot solve your problem. Then after she is ready to listen, because she got no choice, she lost the court case so badly. Custodian, everything lost. They don't have to even refer to her anymore. So finally, she start to listen. No? Hey, then she said, hey, your solution very good. No? Then why don't you take that? She said, I was not in the mood to listen. That time, that fear was so real, so intense. How can I listen? If I know like that, okay, one. So that's how she resolved it. Then I said, not too late. Now, sincerely, call your husband. And when he picked up the phone call, assure him, I'm not here to argue. Don't worry. I think after what happened, I now clear about what should be done, right? And then you talk to your husband. For the good of us, so that you don't have to be unhappy. Your mother also don't have to be unhappy. I also don't have to be unhappy. Can we have this additional clause in the agreement to guarantee my right and my daughter's right? Oh, the husband very happy. No problem. Talk to the couple. So the agreement draft. And she became so happy. And she was so bubbly. Then later on, the daughter grew up until, I think, don't know, form 3 or form 4. And every year after that, when she become normal again, happy, bubbly, she keep on coming to my sharing and attend my gathering of Kanemita almost every year, and bring the daughter. Wow, I say. The name is Jasmine. So she was so happy. Then later on, you know what happened? Her sister-in-law, they married to 3 brothers. She married to the second brother. The sister-in-law married to the elder brother one. That one is more intense, the problem. Got 小三 outside, understand? You know what is self-signing? The third party outside. Oh, she really become like panic and fearful until like mental problem already, depressed and all things, and become so panicky. You know what she told me after that? She came and meet up with us. He said, but luckily, oh, I saw my sister-in-law. That was what I was at that time. I said, 像个小狼啊, he said, cannot think rationally and all things. But you always say, luckily, oh, I said, follow your advice. And you know what happened after that? Because he become my Kayamita. He joined us for spiritual trip. Oh. We went to China. Oh. Well, I told her the other good thing is, after you resolve amicably, you live your life. Your husband lived the life, his life. And provided you don't break the trust and the sincerity of the marriage contract, then everything will be good. You get to go back to the house. You get to do what you like. You know what happened? She becomes so happy. Her eye like glitter. Then when she went with us to China, you know lah, a lot of Kayamita China can go massage or no? Actually leg massage lah, not what you think lah. So they didn't tell me. One night after the dinner, we all finished already. They on their own, one group of them, almost 10 of them, no went. Of course, most of them men. But this Jasmine was one of the girls that followed them. You know what happened? They go and have their ulud, everything. All the men come back already. She not back now. Then I asked, oh, what happened to her? They said, Bratio, you don't worry. She now enjoy, you see. He told them all, you go back first. I know how to go back myself. In China, no. That time, no what Grab and all those things don't have. No. He said, you know how to come back. Then next morning, I saw her. Hey, I said, what happened? Last night. Oh, he said, Bratio, don't worry, don't worry. Now, I follow your advice. I live my life, he said. Whoa, that one is really. It also shocked me, Can change until like that, no? So what you think? Noble Eightfold Path powerful or not? The Buddhist teaching. That's why don't actually to understand how to apply Noble Eightfold Path is not easy, understand? And in her case, I didn't teach her the three things, no? Ask for forgiveness, then change and follow the advice of the Buddha, vow not to repeat all this, then invoke power of merit. I didn't even teach her that. No. Just because she kena until kau kau already after lost the court case. That's why willing to listen already. That's why no condition, nothing happened. No. How you share also no, you bet she's not listening. Understand? No? That is the meaning of not listening. Because the fear, that worry, the problem is like overriding or overwhelming inside that. And this is karmic consciousness. She had to go through that suffering. Then later on, lucky bear, there was another thing happened. My dad, Kayamita, called me. He said, Bratio, that Jasmine, wow, now fantastic. He cannot scam, no. That was, I think, about 5, 6 years ago or maybe longer. He cannot scam, 6,000 plus. Oh. That time was quite a lot of money. We are real estate agent. You know what he said to my Kayamita? He said, Poor choice, siu zai. Understand? He said, Karmic debt have to pay. He said, pay already. No more problem. Can accept until like that. Oh. Wow, I also say, I top pay you. You are the only Kayamita that learned so fast. Because her life, like zap to come, no, from that depressed suicidal thought, and turn around and come back, no. That's why he listened to all the sharing, law of karma, you reap what you sow in the past, you must have done this, then now people do back to, oh, she can accept, oh, straight away, you know. Don't have any busok, samtong, no, don't have. That's why this Dhamma, is it really amazing? So don't think that this is religion. But if you understand the true Buddhist teaching, it is very powerful, very amazing. It can help many people. Can follow? Ah,
Wow.
okay, finish. Now we can go into what we're supposed to do. How much time we have? Oh, okay, almost. Oh, everybody take 5 today, so we must go for dinner. Not necessary. There are 4 or 5. Don't continue with the 8 precepts. But it's up to you. Don't worry. So anyway, you turn to the last day's program. Yeah, that is the program that we supposed to finish tomorrow, but instead we put forward. We are early. Closing ceremony, part 2. Expression of thanks and gratitude towards the temple management and Fachan Sifu, which we have done, and presentation of gifts, souvenir, and offering of donation and cash support to the abbot, monks, staff of the Triple Gem Temple, followed by asking for forgiveness from all and group photo. So that one we have done. Then finally, we supposed to revert back to our daily life one, which is closing ceremony part 1. So under this, we supposed to do it tonight, understand? But we got some time, we can start off this. So closing ceremony part 1 from 7:30 to 9:15. Instead, we move into this earlier. So this closing ceremony part 1, we will do the formal introduction and personal sharing cum feedback by all retreat participants, including suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve on future retreat program. So the formal introduction, so what? Ayo, later lah. Because this one more important. Tomorrow still got time. Morning, I give you 1 hour, 2 hours, okay. Tomorrow, no, nothing. Understand? Someone no exercise. Instead of half an hour, 1 hour. Then after breakfast, come out. We can still continue. Understand? Because, like I told you just now, before this thing happened, the morning, 1 hour, make full use of it. Then at night, make full use of it. Understand? Because tomorrow last day already. And what is important is after we finish, there is no need to hurry, understand? No need to speed up. I told my daughter earlier on, I said, we are very blessed. This is a record, no. Never before you ask of the Kalimitta. I normally able to finish my Heart Sutta only on the 6th day. This year, 3rd or 4th day finish. They finish another 3 books, and plus these are 4 books. That's why you all receive a lot more than the previous annual retreat people who attend. But there are a lot who also attend, almost everyone of this annual retreat. So all meant to be, like Sui said, causes and conditions fall into place, things arise, things happen. That's why you witness it, isn't it? You think what can sing? New people don't want to teach so much. Old people teach more. No, it depends on the condition. It's not me. It's the nature. Because the nature want all this teaching to come out. And those on Zoom, you ask Sui, Chui and Sui Han and Mi Feng, they are glued to the Zoom. And they rejoice so many times. Sui text me the message. And Sui Anna, wow, it's like he is really at the retreat. Well, he everything also in tandem and listen throughout. Then give instruction. Don't forget this, don't forget that. Then blur, tell Sui, not clear. So they all got a lot of message, but through the website. WhatsApp. So Sui Anna, very good. He helped me a lot, actually. He really. Great Kayamita. And this time he got a lot of parami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And last time he and Mifeng very kind, let us use their house to conduct the Thursday class. You all should thank them for all the causes and conditions, and also conducive environment. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then now you all should thank Pamasuri and Brother Tiu. Yeah? The Thursday class shifted over to Brother Tiu and Sister Pamasuri house. Yeah? They bought a neighbor house and renovate specially for us to use. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. It's a very nice Dhamma hall, way place. Really, you should come and try one day. Attend the Thursday class. You really will love it. The energy there very good. You ask Pamasuri. So a lot of things you may not understand. Okay, now we start off the first part of the closing ceremony. Formal introduction and personal sharing. Means we go round one by one. Oh, Brother Song supposed to start. Oh, he skipped. Okay. So you're all safe, huh? Don't have to start first. Brother Song start. So don't worry, you just introduce yourself. Say you are so and so from where? Yeah? Then how you come into the Dhamma. Then how you came to know us and how you actually experienced this retreat. And what is your understanding? What have you learned? And what have you benefited? And also whatever meditative experience or things that you feel you want to share or what you can. Understand? Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Brother Song, get the ball rolling.
Brother Teo, Mr. Steele, all Karamita. Okay. Brother Teo, I'll share 就是我有跟你讲到说before 我来这个 retreat
Yeah,
的时候
very good. That one is very good.
我有三个 experience 哦。The first one 就是there was one day 我在听那个Sunday Hasutra 的 recording。So 你在讲到那个Dhamma versus Bada One 跟 Two 的时候，after 你一讲到 "more" 这个字的时候，我整个人from inside 像 awaken 读这一个字Then after second time 就是 few weeks later 有一天早上我 on the way 要去吃早餐的时候，我就很 silent 很 mindful 的这样子 relax 的在走，suddenly 我的 heart 这一边它这样子在一个 flash，有一个 flash 这样子，
啥都，
然后我就讲我诶，它很轻的这样子闪一下，然后那个过后 understanding 就 come to the 这个 form and mind，but 它没有 wording，but 你的 form and mind 你知道它的那个 understanding 是什么，然后它的 understanding 是讲Three spiritual law happen every moment in the daily life.
yes,
所以当那个 understanding 一出来的时候，我整个人就明白。我想，哦，
Very good.
我们每
Very
一
good.
个人每一天都在 go through 这个 first noble truth 的这
对。
个八种reality。
Yeah.
Then 当我们在 go through 这个八个 reality 的时候，我们的这个 mind every moment 都一直在 react，
Yeah.
连那个 Paticca Samuppada 就是 every moment 都是一直在 reacting，连 the law of karma 也在 every moment 它也在 take
Yeah.
place。
These are nature's law, spiritual law. Then law of mind, then law of truth. They operate unending all the time. That's why in a state of flux, following this nature's law, especially a spiritual law, and they govern all of life and existence, the moral causation aspect. Very good. Continue.
Then 过后就有一天在 Tuesday class 的时候during 那个 Dharma class 我在 lying down，所以我就又睡又起又睡又起然后我就一起来的时候听到几个 wording，然后我又睡下去，
Sado.
因为 in the between 这样，then suddenly 有个 message 就讲今晚的 Dharma sharing very good，so after 那个recording 一出来的时候。 然后我就赶快去听 recording。
Sadhu
然，during the that night 的那个 sharing 真的是很好，bro，就是你的 sharing 就一直在讲那些mindfulness。But when 我听到这个 statement 的时候，就是如果something like that 是说如果这个 five mental hindrance 在 daily 里面还会affect 到你的时候，你就没有这个 samadhi。哇，我整个人。
Sa do,
我整个明白的这个才我就哇，very 好，very profound，我就想哇，这个句子真的是很好，里面有很多的 dharma 跟那个 understanding 跟那个 cultivation，所以我就一直在 repeating 的去听那一天的那个 talk。
Sa
Then
do.
few days later，就是又是有一天早上 after breakfast，我在 on the way 这样子走的时候，里面又再闪一下，
哇，Sa do.
那个 understand 就来说，As long as 你不能够 accept the reality，
Of the moment，
不是，as long as 你 react to the 这个reality
situation，
你就没有那个 acceptance。
对对，
But the moment 那个 acceptance 的 words it appear 的时候，哇，很 profound 啊！你整个觉得这个字哦，very profound。
It like impact upon you know, like that one shine for, you realize this is the missing link, the pointer. That's why very powerful. Acceptance. Those who he wrote on the whiteboard that day, remember? To solve your problem, you need to accept. Why? The Buddha said, thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will be like that. Whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. That's why now he understand the spiritual law and all those things, the noble truth. Suddenly that word acceptance hit so deep and so clear. Then from there onward, that become Yoniso Manasikara. It will shine forth. Spontaneously will remind him, acceptance, acceptance, acceptance as well. That's how the Dhamma unfold. Better rejoice louder, are you? song, continue. Very good.
但我这三个 experience，因为它是 continuous 的，每一个礼拜 happening。Then I got no chance to share during 我们的那个 Dharma class。Until 我来了 Cameron，当我一听到 Radio 你在做 sharing 的时候，我就笑了，我就知道为什
啥
么？
都。
因为当你在第二天你在讲那个我们的 mind 去看那个 form 的时候。我完全我的 understanding 是 from 这个里面出来，
From
它不
the
是
heart,
like
from
以
the heart.
前只是在 knowledge wise，but that night 哇，我能够跟着你的 explanation 清清楚楚的
啥都，
understand
啥都。
所有的 explanation，等过后当你讲到那个 where got mind 的时候，这个里面整个人一直在
整
一直
个
啊，
understanding like suddenly come forth. It's like the lady told the monk. They were trying to understand why did Master Hui Ning, their teacher, say your mind move. Then the lady come in. Where got mind? All the disciple of Hui Ning become Arahant, awakened. This one, immediately the mind hit. Let the song continue.
然后在第二天的时候，我们又在discuss 那个是 day three，我们一直在 discuss 这个 Dharma 的时候，then Sui 就出来写should not happen，然后我们一直 discuss 这一些东西，然后过后就有 Sui 就有写了这个
Acceptance,
accept 的这个字，等我一直看住这个字的时候，哇，他的那种，他的那个 meaning 很像是自己会 stand out 这样子的一个 wording，
The understanding like shine forth, unfold by itself, and there is so much clarity and joy. But the nature, when it understand, it insight into it, it awaken to it, that all that he heard before suddenly become clear, like stabilize. That's how the Dhamma actually can develop the transformation in a cultivator of the way. But you have to be here. He actually located the gateway long time ago. She thank Yun Chan. Where is Yun Chan? He took her to Wat Ma Chan, Thailand there. Then at the temple when they were staying, Yun Chan used to take people there every year. Not many, I think, sometimes five or six or seven. So what happened was suddenly there is a Kuan Yin shrine there, which the Achanan built. Then that day when they were there, this chanting came, and that chanting suddenly actually activated his heart, Then after that, he very strange, After that, he brought along my heart sutta, appendix 3. Last time he read 6 times, he cannot understand. After that thing connect and awaken, I think at least you live near ma.
2014，
10 years already, Connect at that time, located the gateway. Then after that, he read, That's why he told Yun Chan, Hey, brother, how come all suddenly so clear, understand, so much joy. Then she come back, immediately Thursday class, report already. Oh, sorry, Tuesday class. At that time, oh, report. Then I told him, technically, from now onward, you don't need a teacher. You will progress very fast. Really, progress very fast. You connect, understand? Otherwise, I cannot understand appendix 3. Appendix 3 is very, very difficult to understand. You don't believe me, you go back and read. So because of that, he actually was the very first few that have this, what they call understanding. Then Jin Hao, they are all the faith developers as well. Chu Po Lian, PJ, all start to attend. Then after that, I think not long, Alicia also connect. Then Po Cheng came. Then a lot. And now you see Adeline also can do it. Then even I think Cindy never come to my house last time, only recently. But 4 years ago has been listening. How come so many people now can develop the understanding? I didn't do anything. This is nature, understand? So what Brother Song share is very good. Then that time, Yun Chan na back. Yun Chan? Oh, never mind. Anyway, she told us at the table there when we were having our breakfast, I think, or lunch, I forgot already. You know what is it? He told Brother Song, Brother Song, Brother Song. I think now I understand why last time you say after that you read you understand. No? You know what Yun Chan said after the morning sharing, you remember? He said, or last night sharing, I forgot. He said he experienced when he put his attention at the heart. Calm, peaceful. Then when he has this mind, he say, throughout the listening, now the teaching like so clear to her. No? He's like, hey, last time I cannot understand. No? Then he talked to Song, now I understand why you tell me in Thailand, after you come back, you understand. Then I say, Sadhu. I say, you are also going through that process, like Song. Because touch the awareness really and all. But this teaching, you don't stabilize here, very difficult to understand. Unless you have parami like my daughter, analytical and all those things. That one is through contemplation, through understanding. But when he hit the awareness nature, she will move very fast. So this is what is important. Have faith, be sincere, persevere, just do, don't question. Because if it's not harming you and not harming other, what have you got to lose? Understand not? At the most, it's wasted some time. But you have to develop the understanding that how come other people also can understand? Which means what I teach is not only something that only a handful, very gifted one can understand. No. Anybody who has the faith, sincerity, and the affinity, they will be able to receive and transform. Okay? Let song continue.
那个时候，brother 你是在 explain 然后sister 苏一出来又哦 explain 是 add on 那个 dharma sharing，它其实是很 beautiful，but 我一直看中那个 acceptance 的时候，我觉得这个字很 profound。那过后我的 understanding 是，当你能够 accept 了以后。Sankara 就 stop 了
对，
，Patijah Samuppada 也
也
stop
stop
了
了，对，
，Dhamma 也 stop 了，
啥
就
都，
是什么都没有。等下 whatever the discussion 就是 is for the condition
对，
的那个mundane mind 罢了。
啥都， What he realized very profound. The moment you can accept, means you understand what the Buddha is telling you, understand or not? Condition like that, things will be like that. Thing is just the way it is, cannot be otherwise, understand or not? Whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. Then, what are the causes and conditions? But we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditions. You are what you are because of karma. So when you understand all this, you realize the key understanding is have all this understanding and develop the acceptance. Once you can accept, means you are like the Buddha, understand or not? But he know this law, then he developed the wisdom to accept. Like I used to give you the hint, you got two choices in life. One thing's your way and become miserable, understand or not? Accept because this is what is nature's condition. When the condition things will, when you accept, you no more create wrong thought, no more agitated, no more reacting, no more blaming, no more having fear, worry, anxiety. That's how you actually become different. Then after that, you have the clarity of mind. Well, no more negative state. Cannot condition negative karma anymore. The karmic consciousness cannot condition you into negativity anymore. Then what happened? With that clarity, you ask yourself, how can I resolve this amicably? Following the Dhamma way, like I teach that lady, depression one. In fact, a lot of those that I teach, depression one, is following Dhamma, Noble Eightfold Path. In the early day, I like to use Noble Eightfold Path. But later on, I realized a lot kena karmic, very severe karmic. Then I teach the three things you must do. Break your karmic obstruction first. So all this understanding has surfaced. And luckily, it's in the recording, the talk and all that. But you have to find it out yourself, understand? Just like Brother Song said, after that three things that happened before the retreat, then he like want to develop the understanding, you know. Then suddenly at the retreat, all that thing that he has heard that has helped him, suddenly shine forth and awaken. That's how the understanding become very different. That's why this acceptance to him is so clear now, you know. Then like he said, whatever happened, the three spiritual law that governs life is all the time operating, you know. If you understand until like that, you don't wake up. You sure wake up, isn't it? True or not? So quiet. True lah. Answer loudly. Ayo. Yes. Otherwise, cannot go in. No, understand? No. So all this is really beautiful sharing. How you want?
Okay. 这三个 wording strike我了以后 then 我发现到 我真的是 没有什么 thought
yeah
哦, even 有时你的那个 habitual 来的时候 诶, 你可以知道
yeah
哦, 就是 like 不像以前这样子 一直 like heedless 的
对对对 不会 like the cycle that move from here to here 诶, the fourth cycle got it no need You see, let's say this second circle, this first circle, then third circle, okay? So when the second circle go to the mundane thinking, from here, the movement, we got avijja paccaya sankhara, you remember? Once he realized and have that profound understanding, acceptance, no more avijja, isn't it? Then you are at peace, isn't it? That's why sankhara, slow down, stop. Immediately, we're spontaneous. That's how it happened in real life. So now you understand this is a living Dhamma, understand or not? Can happen or not? The moment you understand, free you. Like I said, what frees you? Only wisdom. So all the contemplation, all the repeated listening, all the joy inside, we are listening from the heart. Then when it connect, what happened? It's like insight. You awaken to it, but that word strike you. And that is the way the direct seeing and awakening happen. Well, from here, everything can actually happen. There is no limit to what can happen. That's why I say, technically, at that time, 10 years ago, you don't need a teacher. But if you have a teacher and a guide, it will speed up your understanding, speed up your cultivation. That's why all this is manifesting. So understand, avijja paccaya sankhara. Avijja still there, sankhara still move on. Understand? If you want it not to move, develop wisdom through acceptance. Your acceptance is what the Buddha meant by learn to see things as they are. Learn to accept the reality of the moment. Whatever arise, they are causal and conditional. Means nature's condition all set already. How can it be otherwise? Understand not? All these are the powerful understanding that can awaken living being. Well, I don't know why you all cannot catch. They are both cure. We got too much Dhamma. Then you don't know which is the one that can help you. But you need causes and conditions. And this one is like gradual or in stages. When you are not ready, what I share is for all level. No? You can only receive at your level. No? And he is able to do it because for the last 10 years, it has become like that. No? So this is what Dhamma cultivation and training is all about. This is what awakening is all about. Okay? Yeah.
最后我发现到我最近的那个 Achilles 的 thoughts 比较少，桑卡拉也很少。
Yeah.
然后慢慢的你会发现到那个 love and compassion
自己生出来，
现出来，它不是你要去做，
you don't have to train your mind to arise here. That one is using the thought, understand?You don't have to read it. From there, it arises. Yeah. The metta, everything from there, compassion, everything. Because you see the suffering beings through your bodhisattva vow. Out of love and compassion for the living being, you take that vow. You vow to take across all living beings to the other shore. That is your vow. Understand? And that is love and compassion. Because you see the delusion that condition living beings suffering. If after you see so clearly, you somehow don't have the love and compassion, then you are using your thought. Understand not? Wisdom is like that. When you see that thing arise, that thing is no longer before, no more selfishness, no more ego, no more, because this one is something you can understand and manifest. That's why it will arise. Let's rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. So.
就当我有这个 understanding, 我就了解佛陀讲的那个184的那个巴达文斯，就是说诸恶莫作，众善奉行。
Yeah.
自尽其意，就是你要一直去 purify 你的 mind,
对
from 我们自己的 form and mind 去 go through 这些 Buddha Dharma 去 understand,
yeah.
所以我之前一直 go through 很多的这些 test 这种 understanding, 当我一 realize 了以后，因为我自己 go through, 我了解那个 Sankara 是怎样的去 track 我
sadhu,
你会很 automatic 的，你会对那种living beings, 哦，来，你会很 compassion 啊，讲，哎呦，真的是哦
，yeah.
哦 ，everybody 都在一直在玩这种 games 啊，
对，
哦，
痛苦的游戏，很苦的 ，really, the living being who are heedless and deluded, they really suffer, they really really suffer, so all these are very good understanding, yeah.Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
所以如果没有这个 Buddha Dharma。我们真的是走不出来
yeah, 做不到、Without the
sasana,
without the teaching, not easy、Then the only thing that I want to correct a bit is he said Dhammapada was 184 It's supposed to be 183 Don't worry、It's for the recording, people will understand. Otherwise they go and check 184 or something else. Maybe Amy know what is 184. But I don't know. But 183, everybody know. Yes, but you say not good, isn't it? Huh? 184. That's why the Buddha, very wise, oh. Yet, but sang, oh. If fa, ju sen, oh. Yet, fat, your sang, oh. 183, oh. So, I think so happen, coincidence, but it's very good. Yeah. So, we, one more time, rejoice, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
OK，我在这里要谢谢 Bertil，你的Dharma sharing，Bertil 的 nature 的 Dharma sharing，真的 benefit 了，我很多。Then from 这些Bertil 你的这些 sharing，你一直去 emphasize 那些essential Dharma。
Yeah，yeah。
我们一定要去 understand 这个 essential Dharma，然后我们要去 understand，真的是要去 understand。
Yeah，yeah。
以前很多的 talk 我一听都是很多次的，一直 repeating 的去听，一些好的 talk 我都一直在 repeating， 因为那个 wording 那个 sentence 那个 understanding 你要慢慢的一次
慢慢的 assimilate 进去 stabilize it then suddenly from the awareness nature it will trigger very good
then Bertil 的这些 Buddha Dharma 的这些 explanation 都是很 direct 的
yeah.
那些字 很 direct 很 deep 很 profound
对
要慢慢的去 learn 慢慢的去cultivate 你看我这一次只是 Magno Three Spiritual Law 跟这个 Acceptance 三个就让我了解了整个这个 Buddha Dharma 的那个 structure
It link all the understanding that he has into a very stable understanding that just manifests from the nature. Like telling you, that is it. Because you need all these keywords to awaken. 好啊，沙杜，还有什么？没有啊 ，Thank you.
Okay.
So that 沙杜，沙杜，沙杜。There is one part he told me, but he don't want to add now. Maybe I tell you, it's very good. He said, Bratio, Bratio, 那三个啊 that three of 啊在这边啊 he said, all these things come back to him. You know the other thing, he said, when I was sharing that three book, wow, he said, you talk about the beyond top, beyond mind, all the nature. Now, so clear, can understand, like, this thing is what will happen. Can you understand what I say? Ayo. The three book is what? Path to Nibbana. The awareness and consciousness, the different. The ultimate enlightenment. You remember I described inside there how it happened? The cessation of form and mind. And before that, how things, the mundane mind realize itself, cease and going. Then the cultivation, how it illuminate the Bohemian and all those things. All this, he not only can follow, he can understand now. No? And he has become so clear. But the moment you penetrate, the moment you actually have that profound wisdom and understanding, all these other things will be clear to you. So have faith, understand? No? Okay, what's the time now? Oh, okay. So next, who? Papa Suri. You all can put up your hand and take it.
Why is everybody laughing?
你坐最最靠近 Brother Song
没有，因为我是一个最不会 report 的人。我不知道 report 什么。
不知道啊，而且讲你的名啦，你从哪里来啦？然后你怎样遇到我啦？然后你怎样
repeated so many times.
No, new people don't know. They know you Pamasuri, but from where? Originally
from
Malacca.
Same kampung with Brother Song and Brother Janta and Sister Song. Okay, I think I report something about my trip to Taiwan.
Ah, very good.
So my last trip to Taiwan, it was in March. That was a meditation retreat, 21 days. It's a very conditioned setting, I would say, because we are very
Conducive setting.
conducive and 一个很 conditioned 的一个
Oh,
environment. So because we are very well protected, the school really want us to meditate. So no outsiders can come in.
Oh, okay.
Food, everything laid out, no duties,
Sadhu.
everything properly done for us. So
Very
he
good, very good, Sadhu.
他想你只管打坐
Wow, very good.
他是要叫我们, you can walk, you can, but cannot lie down. You can walk, you can sit. Then he take us to the, they have a forest setting. Then they have outdoor setting facing the Pacific Sea. So I remember there were one occasion he took us out to the facing the Pacific Sea. So the clouds was very nice. So I was very quiet and then we started with walking first. Walking, then he asked us to stand any position, sit or standing or sitting at any position that you are comfortable. So I'm facing the sea, so just silent. So at that time, I was standing. So I can see, I look at the sea. I can see the mundane mind and the awareness flipping. Flipping like when you want to
Sadhu.
perceive, because the
Yeah, because I say they are very near, that's all. Very near.
because you the clouds is all in very beautiful in all kinds of shape. When you perceive, then you can also this one looks like dragon, and this one looks like what? The mundane mind come out, the words come out already. And then if you don't want to perceive, you can come back. So it's very silent and very quiet. That was one of the experience. And the another one is was a night session. That one I was lying in the in the he make the setting as in cave, you know. So everybody, you have your own cave, you know. So individual, everybody is individual. So I was lying down. It was actually middle of the night. It was very clear. I can hear the neighbors because we were separated by this kind of wall. Then the neighbors snoring, you can hear, but very subtle because we were separated. Those who sleep snoring, he was separate in a separate area. So not snoring, separate area. So
So
my
those that snore go to the orchestra area.
yeah, it's like a musical orchestra at night when you walk past. So that night I can hear very subtle snoring from my neighbor, and I was quiet lying down, and I was closing my eyes at the I don't know in which area I can sense, I can aware of a cylinder shaped tunnel, you know, but getting smaller very far, but the surface is not smooth one, shining. You can see because the shining, certain places dark and certain places very bright, but I cannot go in. I think my awareness not stable enough to silent deeper, to relax silent deeper to get in. That was one of the experience that I have. And then there were one the earthquake. April earthquake, we were hit by the
The
earthquake.
Taiwan earthquake was severe until the flight also canceled.
Actually, the first one I encounter was April, Hualien. That time is 6.8 Richter scale. So when reached Ninqiusan, that time it was 5.4. 5.4, actually it quaked and in the morning when we were having breakfast. But when we were having meal, it's actually very quiet on. So we were seated having, and then the shake came. I know it's the earth is shaking. You can see the roof
The
shaking.
earthquake, you know.
And actually it's a 5.4 Richter scale, you can feel quite a big shake already. And we can hear thunder, you know, it's like heavy rain, the thunder coming grong grong. It's actually very can be said 很恐怖的一种那个. But I can
Certainly.
aware that I didn't panic. I didn't panic, I just stand there and then I can aware that some of my friends sitting in the front row, they were putting their hand, I know they chant tapecho.
Sahadeo,
Then,
sahadeo.
so I was sitting 1, 2, 3, third at the third seat. So the two in front, I know they panic already. They start running out because we were told, we learned from internet, if anything happened, you run out of the building. So two of them were running out already. I didn't. I was just standing there. Then I can aware that, there's no fear here. No
Sahadeo.
fear. Then the nun came in, asked us to sit down and stay silent. He said, you all meditators, should 那个他叫什么？要安定下来，你的心要把你的心安定下来。Then actually that happened very fast, within I think less than 30 seconds.
Very short.
Less than 30 seconds, but after that we all feel spinning,
The head
the
spinning,
very drowsy, the whole head very spinning. So we continue eating. After that we came now. And there's no confirmation that it's an earthquake, but I think all of us understood that this is an earthquake. So we came down, then the nun gathered us. He said an earthquake had happened. Stay calm and send metta to those who are affected. Send
Sadhu.
your kind thoughts to those who are affected, because I think the casualty news about casualty come in already. So some of the participants are from southern Taiwan, so their hometown are affected, and some of us are from overseas. So we do not have handphones, strictly no handphones for 21 days. But it's very peaceful. Actually, I willingly surrender my handphone. I happily surrender my handphone because I know I don't have to bother about those things. So she said, we will give you the internet connection. 10 minutes, you all call back. You all can call back and say that you all are safe and sound. Don't worry. Retreat is on as usual. That time when the thought came, the emotion, you can see the emotion come out already. I was in tears. I was in tears. I said, what happened? If the ground where I'm stepping just opened up like Devadatta, I went down to the I will straight away go down to the health. And then another thought came. Hey, you think so easy? 在观音脚下，你死这么容易？在观音脚下死吗？So all those thoughts come out. So then later the nun know what to do. So ask us to calm down. Hey, quiet down, calm down. So after that, he asked us to go back to the room to rest. So when I lie down on the bed for lying meditation, I can feel the ground underneath far away, still rambling. I can feel the rambling, the vibration, the rambling of the
You are more
ground.
sensitive already. Because 21 day you were settled down on. And that type of what they call condition that you are put into actually is to condition you to have those what they call training to make your mind very quiet, very peaceful. You don't see handphone, no. So you don't receive all the data, all the news and all of it. Then you don't have anybody calling you or having to reply or respond or what. You sure, no matter who you are, you will settle down. Otherwise, you won't surrender your handphone. So you will go and ask for your handphone. So what she go through is something she will learn as she go through. Because different people have different karmic behind. So how they actually encounter the Buddha Dharma and how they progress, how they learn, it has a lot of thing to do with your past. That's why the Buddha said we are all born of karma, heir to our karma conditions, but and you are what you are because of karma. So for her case, she after helping out and doing all things, and he and Bratio, basically they are kind and generous people, and they really want to learn the Dhamma. So what is important is, given all this parami and all this what they call condition that they have to do all this, if she know how to make aspiration and make full use of her wholesomeness, then she can actually progress very fast. Because what happened in the past, very likely, is it? Their cultivation is not the quinine type, direct one, understand? Straight to the heart one. You all go through a lot of, maybe Mahayana way that teach like that one. Yeah? So, you see, the wisdom way that take you direct to the nature is a different cultivation. So whatever way you take, it will finally bring you there. But what you have to understand is you have these three, no more already. The faith, the sincerity, and perseverance. Then you are ditan. Aditan for what? Causes and condition to meet up with the real cultivator of the way that can actually help you and train you and teach you. So have an open mind. Right now you have the condition, you meet away. Like you say, you have been looking for so long, finally you found. So after you found, you listen attentively. Like all those kayamita that managed to develop the progress and the understanding. For her, she has progress, but the awareness not stabilized in herself. Then she is not the analytical like my daughter. She tend to have a lot of the character from the past. Understand? At one time, in the early day, I think Bharati over Noah, she want things her way. She very want her know. Oh, so all these are the character from the past. Understand? But that is for you to learn. Like I say, Xuanhua say what? They are your good knowing advisor. Understand? Yeah, when these people test you, then you learn, then you become different. Like previous year, she also organized. Then she became like affected. Because a lot of people don't listen to the way she wants to manage the retreat. Also, but this year, very peaceful. No, no problem. Everything went on.
Yeah, I feel a lot of difference this year.
You know why? That's why I say you improve. I see. You are not tested that year until you cry. Remember? You break down. You say, brother, I cannot take it anymore. The duty, this one, they just do what they like.
No, brother, this year is because everyone is very good. Not me. Not I. Because everyone is very good.
It's not everyone is very good. You have to understand it. You radiant, happy, and peaceful. Last time, I can see the face not happy. That's why I know inside got misunderstanding already. But later on, things evolve and become very good. And this is the process that I need you all to understand. Don't worry about defilement. Don't worry about all these shortcomings. It is your teacher. They can really train you and wake you up. Okay, the time is up. Okay. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then after that, Manyan, yes. Morning? Morning already river. Are you not around? Before the exercise, we already revert back already. On your own now. Why are you scared? I say. Take lah, no problem lah. One thing you have to understand, don't be rigid. When you are hungry, when you need food, please go ahead. Understand? But not because of your craving. Because that one is indulgent, no. You're supposed to avoid. But when you need food, don't go and say, ayo, I ate pre-sale, no, I cannot eat. No. Kena gastric, don't come and see me. Understand? Because all this is based on understanding. When you have the Dhamma, you are not rigid one. Understand? Condition different, you will understand it the way it is according to condition. So you need to eat, you eat. Understand? You can check what? Is it because my body need one? Understand? I'm already almost gastric now. You somehow worry about, like what the Buddha said, if you are under training, then of course, it is to prevent your indulgence, your craving. But even if you're under training, when there is a need for medication and food, you still got to go, understand? Yeah. So don't worry about all this. These are minor. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we break for dinner.